Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Good morning.
What's up?
Brack Hunter.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure, go for it, buddy.
Got an ice maker in my basement. It's really nice. If you guys don't have an ice maker, get one. They're worth it. But there's always one cube that falls out of it every time I open it, and it pisses me off, dude. It's like I open it real slow, too. I'm like, I know it's coming. And I even try to catch it. No, can't do it.
So you have that because your fridge does have an ice maker. Is that what you're saying?
No, we have the ice maker for the fridge, but the ice maker just makes so much more ice, and it's just always there. It's easier.
Gotcha. Yeah. So what we do is if there's ice in the ice maker in the fridge and one falls like it always does, I just kick it under the fridge because that's where you always kick the ice cube, right there.
There's some mold underneath your fridge.
Not my problem anymore. Oh, under the fridge.
But I always pick it up and like do the hook shot into the sink.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Kareem.
Dr. J right there flinging it. Anyway, what a riveting topic of your ice maker. Should we move on, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah. It's pretty riveting.
Let's do your morning dump. I hope you choke on that ice.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Actually, can you choke on an ice cube?
It depends on how big it is, I think.
That's what I mean. Like, right, if you could hold out and hold and be okay before it... You know,
you
as
just
long
rub
as
your throat real big.
Ice cube in there. Oh, God.
Somebody strangle me.
Come here. Rub my neck. I got an ice cube in there. I don't know if that's possible. Anyway, as always, your morning dump. You know, you hope it's one of those ice cubes with the hole in the middle. That's what you... So stupid. So dumb.
It turned in my throat. I'm good.
It's okay. I'm fine. Breath is cold. Your morning dump brought to you by Pump Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Wait till the ice cube's out of your throat before you call them. Right. Go on, Lenta. I love this story, and this gives me motivation for my daughter and when she gets to that age. So a mom in Minnesota, better son, $1,800. He couldn't stay off social media until his 18th birthday.
How much money?
$1,800 to stay off social media until his 18th birthday. She called it the 18 for 18 challenge. And since he was 12 and had no concept of money, he took it. This week, he turned 18 and collected his check. He also started an Instagram account with the caption, quote, "I'm new here. Be nice to me." I am absolutely, and I will up the stakes. I will offer my daughter $5,000 to stay off
social
media.
This dude has so many burner accounts his mom doesn't know about. Just saying. He's not dumb.
Possibly. Or, you know, you could have, nowadays, though, you can't get away with anything. That's a good, you're going to get caught even with your burner accounts. You know what I mean?
So from 12 to 18, for 6 years. This dude stayed off of social media.
I give this kid credit if he really did do it. I give the mom credit for thinking it up. Because you know what? That kid didn't miss out on anything. He didn't. What could he possibly...
He burned through that $1,800 in like one night probably.
That's what I'm saying. The mom got a better deal on this. $1,800 for 6 years overall. I mean, that's...
He's probably a good kid though. You know, that's what I'm saying.
This kid didn't miss out on anything. He had it so much better than everyone else in his
age
group.
Didn't dance in front of his phone for six years. It's kind of nice.
Nothing embarrassing on there for future job employers to find and dig up. Oh, remember when you did this on social media? How many people have been bit in the ass by something stupid they did on social media?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, kids out there listening, just know it's out there forever.
Yeah. Make a deal with your parents, Big. Look,
you just might be 40 years old and look back and be like, dude, how do I get rid of that?
And you might be trying to do that run for governor, and then all of a sudden something comes up from that party in high school. Just saying. Keep it in mind. And look, we're speaking of experience. It's not like Hunter and I were saints. We're super happy there wasn't social media around when we were in school.
Except mine are on like one of those little mini VHS tapes, you know, you used to put in the camcorder. They're all buried in the bay. You can't find them.
Good news is you'll never be able to play those. Or if someone does find it, you just grab the tape and rip it out real quick. Oh, sorry, it's ruined.
Sorry,
it's ruined. Yep. You can't do that with the cloud, man. You can't do it with the cloud. Anyway. So, yeah, pretty cool. I think I'm going to do that for my daughter. Be like, look, I will give you a fat check if you stay off of social media.
It's got to be more than $1,800.
Oh, for sure. Like, that's what I said. This mom got a good deal on that. The 12-year-old's like, $1,800? Absolutely. Dude, I can retire.
That's a lot of money when you're 12.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I think I had 18 bucks when I was 12. So, learn all my cash. This is amazing. Inflation. I'm going to be broke if I do this. But anyway. Lastly. Now, this might be kind of a downer story. When you think of death, you imagine your life flashing before your eyes, right? That's kind of the thing. Like when you die, you see your life. Well, there's new research on the subject. Doctors followed the brain activity of an elderly man dying from a heart attack. Instead of giving him medical attention,
they just... Right. Help the guy out. Come on.
Hey, hold still. We got to put this brain monitor thing on
you. Let him die.
Anyway, they saw brainwave patterns much like those during memories, dreams, and meditation. The brain remained active even after the transition to death. Well, researchers believe that when the dying replay their lives, it may be a biological response that comes naturally to the human brain. So here's this guy dying of a heart attack, his brain showing similar activity to having memories, dreams, etc. And then the brain stays active even after the physical body dies.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're Joe Rogan, it's just dimethyltryptamine. That's what happens.
Fat
shot of DMT.
You're just calling something. I mean, it's the brain's obviously doing something, but now what exactly is it doing?
It's basically just like a fight or flight response.
But we don't know. That's the thing. Until we can actually, like, what I want to see is them take and project what's going on. Like what the brain is actually seeing.
Your brain's still, it's still, like you said, still active after you pass. Like, just like the guillotine thing. I asked the guy who was getting the guillotine, they're like, hey, blink as many times as you can after your head gets, you know? And he did. He blinked like 13 times, dude.
But that could have just been a natural. I've seen that with chickens.
No, he was looking the guy in the eye and blinking.
He winked. Hey, he should have said wink in Morse code. That's what he should have done, not just blink. Because I've seen turkeys and chickens do that when we lot there.
Conversation with a guy.
Why'd you do that? Put it back. Put it back.
Put it back.
Dude, this is so trippy to me. Obviously, I think about death way more than I should.
You do think about it a lot.
I do. It's a very scary thing.
It's such a big badass, but when it comes to death, dude, you curl up.
I think maybe by thinking about it, I feel like maybe I'll get some. I don't know what it is.
Hey,
but
bro, it's gonna happen.
There was a new.
You can avoid it.
There was an SNL bit recently. It's called I'm Awake. It was a little song parody. And at the very end, they're talking about all these reasons you're awake. Oh, I'm thinking about this. And then he's like, here I am finally laying down. It's 3 a.m. And then I remember one day I'm going to die. I'm awake. I'm awake. It's like, that's true. That's true. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see because I think as our medical advancements and our technology advances, this is going to be studies that people forever, for millennia, for thousands and thousands of years have been trying to decipher what happens when we die. Now we got the technology to at least dig into it a little bit more, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think you just leave it alone. It's going to happen. You can't avoid it, so just don't think about it.
I am in such a bad mood now. This sucks. I wish I would have. I knew I should have done this story. I'm gonna go home and hold my daughter and just say, I'm sorry that daddy has to leave you someday. This is horrible. I won't always be here. All right. That is your morning dump. We will be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.